Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
This morning, Stormy Daniels took the stand to do what she does best, and that's spank Donald Trump. The fireworks started before the court was even called to order, right? Because at 7:30 a.m., Trump put up this now-deleted post. I have just recently been told, who is the witness today? This is unprecedented. No time for lawyers to prepare. No judge has ever run a trial in such a biased and partisan way. Wait a second. No time. Did you just say no time to prepare? It did not occur to you or your lawyers that the Stormy Daniels hush money trial might involve an appearance by Stormy Daniels?
That's what I said yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Chris, who tweeted, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Spank me with a magazine with my face on it."
Bullwinkle.
No,
I know who did that.
I did that. I got it. Look at Fred Gutenberg, among other people, retweeted our beloved Fred Gutenberg, said, "Oh my God, this from Stephanie Miller Show is the most, the funniest and most horrifying tweet. In addition to spanking, let's not forget that she reminded him of his daughter."
Ugh.
Oh, and let's not forget we have the only president that matters sitting in the White House. Yes, we do, Fred. Thank you. A little compare and contrast. Joe Biden gave a fantastic, president gave a fantastic speech about anti-Semitism and the whole blah, blah, blah. And then.
I just think I'm going to
spank me in the face with a magazine?
Not his face. No, spank him in the butt with his face on the magazine.
Oh.
Magazine with
it's
his face.
It's even weirder.
On it. Freud's like, I'm out.
Ew!
Jody, can we have a... You talk amongst yourself. Ew! Can we have a girl?
Ew.
You're trying to... Oh, someone... You look like my daughter.
Ugh.
Oh, God, there's so much ick. I can't...
And he stopped her from leaving the room, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, she's... God, I thought, as a lot of analysts said, she was very credible. And you know, I get the judge, you know, saying some of this is too much detail when sustaining objections, but first of all, she's an adult film star talking about having sex. The trial is about her having sex with Donald Trump, so of course there's going to be...
The trial is about the payment.
Right.
Well, yes, but you have to establish, because his defense is I've never met her, and I have no idea who she is. So of course there has to be...
Yeah.
You know, Joyce fans had a great hang on once. Hold, please, talk amongst yourself.
You only printed 9 pages
of
Twitter. That's okay.
Well, just printing my own that got so many likes.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah, right.
That's the only one that matters.
Great presidential quotes in history, because we live in the grossest, stupidest timeline ever.
Yes.
Joyce Vance said the judge is sustaining the defense's objections to the prosecution questions or Stormy's responses about details of her sexual encounter with Trump. But that comes at a cost for the defense, because it makes them look to the jury like they have something to hide.
Exactly. Too many objections.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. It was personally embarrassing to him, as it should be, because he's a gross, ugh, vomitous skis ball. I mean, it's just... this whole thing, like all of the, you're right. We didn't even need the details about the tiny mushroom penis, because it was just
teeny tiny.
But anyway, I thought she was honest about saying she didn't feel threatened, or, you know, she wasn't.
She still didn't feel
never
like she
claiming
could leave,
sexual assault. But yeah, it was icky. It was. What did he say? This is how you get out of the trailer park.
Yeah, something like that. It's like,
put you on the apprentice, you know, like he just, and of course, which he lied about. Oh my God. He stiffed her in more ways than one.
Mm. He wasn't that stiff, was he?
God. What did she, was that an actual question? What was the length of your relationship? And she said about a minute. They're staring at the ceiling. Of course, missionary. Oh, God. And then he calls her a honey bunch. Mary Trump said, ew. I have to tell you, that's like our family's term of endearment. How many times has he called Ivanka? Oh.
I just yeah. think I'm going to
You would not believe how much gayer I am than I was yesterday. This is why I'm wearing Love Trump's Hate, my gay shirt.
It says conquers, thank God.
Huh?
It says love conquers hate, which is a much better word.
Yeah. Pardon me. Yes. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. All right. Also, I'm wearing this for you, Chris. You want to know why? Because I watched the Tom Brady roast on Netflix, and it was funny, but oh my God, straight men engage in a lot of homophobic humor.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh my God, that whole macho
news
sports.
To you?
Well, I've never watched a whole thing. I'm like, there's so many jokes about Tom Brady being gay, which he's obviously not.
He's not.
But like, oh, I get it. So that's a joke because ha ha ha. That'd be terrible if he was.
Back in the 70s, they'd use the F word for gay men.
Well, that's what I get the Bill Burr routine
yes.
now about, you know, right. men of a certain age. That's like a huge part of our vocabulary. And we're trying to, you know, I mean, nobody, thank God, used that word. But
something that gay guys have dealt with for decades. It's,
no, I know, but I was like, just struck, you know, by, I was like, oh my God, if you could count the number of homophobic jokes about, you know.
It's wrong.
I mean,
I don't
one
like,
of them that's stuck in my head.
Like,
who's that big guy?
General.
Gronk.
Not since Dean Martin.
The big, like, you know, wide receiver, but he was, so he was doing his, you know, like they all did jokes about Tom Brady being gay, you know, because he's pretty and the, I don't know whatever the whole theme was. But then he was like, there's someone specific guy they were saying, you know, is Tom Brady's lover. And then, you know, they cut to the guy and they're everyone's laughing like. And but anyway, the grunt, he's like, then he's going, yeah, there they are, two gay lovers. And he's like, he did this thing, like with his hands. And I just was like, oh, I see. And that's uproariously funny.
No, it's not. I find it
because the joke, see, Chris, is it would be hilarious and horrible if a professional athlete were actually gay.
I've been hearing this for decades. It's
you know,
not
I feel
news.
Like what you need to do is go to sexyliberal.com.
Yes.
If you would like to see how funny comedy can be without homophobia and sexism and racism, check it out. Sexyliberal.com. Okay. We are in off to Madison on for
Saturday.
This Saturday. Yep. It's very, very exciting. Yeah. No, it was, and I've met Nikki Glaser. She's hilarious. She got a standing ovation. It was filthy, as Rose are. It was
sure.
filthy and, you know, somewhat.
I'm not
and a lot
of
it
Rose.
Was hilarious.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin Hart is 3 inches tall.
He's so small.
So small. Maybe it's because there's a lot of big football guys, but he's literally like...
Well, I mean, him and The Rock. I mean, you can see that when they're together.
Right.
Yeah. This morning Joe was talking
about that. Oh, there were a lot of jokes about him being gay with The Rock, too. Gay jokes, yes.
This morning Joe was talking about that roast, and they said the roasts were only funny when Carol Burnett was doing them in the 70s. I'm like,
Carol Burnett never did them.
Yeah, I don't think she ever did her kind of humor.
No, Dean Martin did them.
Right.
Yeah. But and Carol she might have been on one of them.
I can't imagine her...
I have them
roast
at home. Should I watch all of them?
Well, no. It's just that's not her kind of...
You can still...
That's not her kind of humor.
You can still print all of Twitter, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. And get stories and edit soundbites. Sure. And then watch all the episodes of Dean Martin's roasts over the years.
That's just not her kind of humor. I was thinking of doing that.
You know, Hal...
No, she never did a roast.
I was thinking of Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang. And, you know, is not just straight guys, but super great looking straight guy. They're hilarious, you know, punching up. None of, you know what I mean? You can do, it's this whole, like, whoever, Seinfeld, Bill Maher whining about, you know, wokeness killing comedy. And go to a sexy liberal show. You'll see how hilarious it is. And you don't, guess what? You don't have to engage in that kind of punching down and homophobia and whatever. I mean, it's... weirdly, Chris, it's a whole host of other subjects to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
Like teabagging and Boberding.
Oh my God! Even Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. What
happened to Ben? What did he do now?
You know, the coach was there. Bill Belichick, and he was. I don't know. Whatever their whole spat was. I don't support the sports anyway.
All I'm hearing from you is Carlos. Sports. He left Bill Belichick something.
Talk to Carlos about it.
Yes.
Carlos is coming up in hour three.
So you can talk to him. Does not engage in homophobic humor.
No, he does not.
Anyway, he said something about how Belichick treated Tom Brady, and he said, if you were my quarterback and got that many rings, you know, here's the one. And he went, like he was doing, like, you know, he was...
Bellatio.
Yes.
That's the correct
Tom
word.
Tom Brady. I was like, what is happening to the world? When did this become? Okay. Yep, here it is. This is the timeline we live in. Daniels recounts her famous story about spanking Trump with a roll-up magazine, swirling the imaginary magazine above her head on the witness stand. Question, where did you swat him? A, right on the butt. Also, by the way, she said he behaved much better after she spanked him. So there's something the judge might want to consider in addition to a gag order. In addition to jail, I'm just saying.
He's that guy. Did you ever watch Billions?
He needs to be connected.
Have you ever seen this TV series, Billions?
No.
Oh. There's a whole bunch of that sort of thing, especially season one, with Paul Giamatti's character.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Whole storyline about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Black Knight, our friend, says, what kind of weirdo tells an adult film star she reminds him of his daughter before trying to sleep with her? Ugh. Trump. Trump's that kind of weirdo.
Ew.
We kind of knew that before, didn't we?
We did. But still.
I know, but you know what, Chris? I think this is why, you know, by all reports, he is just in hell, which could not make me happier. Because this is all the stuff he didn't want to come out. Mm-hmm. This is all why he's still lying about this and why he paid hush money. Because this is all icky, gross, right? Like, personal behavior stuff. Oh, my God. Who was the whole, don't worry about Melania. We don't even sleep in the same bedroom. I'm like...
No.
First of all, speaking of macho male humor, straight maggot guys, a satin pajamas? Oh my God, have you seen?
That's just.
Oh God.
So
silk or satin pajamas? I picture that picture. You know that picture of him from, I don't know when it is? He's wearing a little girly white silk, like, nightie. It's not a robe.
A nightie?
It was a robe. It's a robe. He's wearing, like, a little white 90. Silk
You know what?
Robe.
He might wear nighties.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, my God. It just it goes to show you how bull the whole, like, you know, him with the Rambo body and the...
If he had a Rambo body, he'd look great in silk pajamas.
At least I wear a sustainable bamboo.
Oh, Adam, thank man. God. Thank you, Cozy Earth. Yes, Joss tweeted, turns out Orange Jesus wears silk PJs to just seduce women while his wife is at home. This is the Messiah of conservative Christianity mm-hmm. in the United States. How pathetic and embarrassing. I mean, I think he can only lose. I get there's a core that's not going anywhere, but I think he can only lose
yeah.
ordinary people that have any ick reflex at all, including some of, you know, the conservative side. Yeah. Covey tweets, today voters heard Joe Biden condemn anti-Semitism, and then moments later heard that Trump raw-dogged a porn star he said reminded him of his daughter.
I just think I'm going to barf.
That's the other thing. It's like, I think she was more concerned about catching something from him, mm-hmm. and rightfully so, than the other way around, because she was saying how strict the standards are in
yeah,
porn.
The
you
company,
have to be tested every
Yeah, the company that she worked for yeah. also required condom use during
condom
shoots.
Use, even with her husband.
Yes.
And she was saying, you uh-huh. know, they tested them every...
All the time.
Right.
It's a very regulated business.
Oh, my God. It's a wonder she didn't catch anything from him, because... Sorry. You know what? My gag reflex might be back. I never thought I had one, but, you know, Chris, this is... Woo.
You've never needed one.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, Randy Mayhem Singer said, I will now inject bleach to get Donald Trump in satin pajamas out of my brain. Okay. That is a good use for injecting bleach, to somehow clear your mind's eye of everything we heard yesterday.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Brain bleach.
Yes. Is there such a thing?
Let's invent it.
Maybe a UV light. Maybe if you stick a UV light up your ass, somehow that would clear...